Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Hey, Pat, it's Jim from J&L Machine. How you doing, man? Just giving you a call back.
Oh, hey, Jim. Yeah, looks like I left you a voicemail. Did you end up getting that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. Looks like it was for some working capital and equipment financing. Can I go ahead and get your business name real quick? The name of your company? I'll go ahead and pull up your file.
Yeah, J&L Machine.
You said that was J&M, you said?
Yeah.
Alright, perfect. Let me go ahead and get you pulled up real quick. Alright, so, yeah, which one was, were you more interested in? Are you familiar with either of them? We do working capital and equipment financing over here, and looks like we actually had you pre-approved for $250K, based off some previous financing you guys had, looks like with, Wells Fargo back in 2011. I'm not sure if that might ring a bell with you.
Yeah, maybe it was for some equipment, I think.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I was just calling to let you know we had you pre-approved over here with us for $250K for any equipment or capital you might be looking at, so, I mean, which sounds like a better fit for you?
Yeah, just this time I don't think we'll be interested, really.
Okay, you guys not looking into doing any financing anytime soon, or, I mean, is there a particular time of year that you do like to bring on equipment, maybe capital?
Maybe more towards the end to take advantage of the 179, you know, section code 179. So that's kind of when we look at it, maybe towards the end.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and give you a call back then, probably next quarter, if you wouldn't mind then, you know, just see how business is going, see if you guys have a need coming up then.
Sure. That yeah, that would be fine. Perfect. Give me a call back then.
Yeah, perfect. And then you said that you guys like to get equipment at the end of the year, right? So you guys wouldn't be looking too much for capital then?
Not really. I try to stay away from that. I heard those things got a high interest rate. What's actually you guys' interest rate?
Well, yeah, I was actually going to say we base ours off sales. So, they're not annualized loans as well, so we don't really have too much of an interest rate. But, it does depend on a few different things. But, how were your sales last year? How's business going out there for you guys?
It's going pretty good, actually. We picked up a few more jobs here these next 3 months. So, we're looking to probably bring on one more worker. But, it's going pretty good. What is the rate like normally, though? What is, like, the average on the rate, though?
Well, it sounds like business is going pretty good for you guys out there, too, but, we do primarily base it off sales, especially with the capital, but, rates typically start, we have rates that go from dirt cheap to, as high as you would see, around other banks, probably 30, 40, depending on, what program you do actually fit into. We take a few different things into account, like your credit, primarily sales, time in business, things like that. And then we work out a program that you fit into to work out some actual, like, hard numbers for that. It really depends on, what specifically you do look like on paper and what you're looking to do with it. So, we don't really have a specific set interest rate, for our capital or for equipment per se, but, it just depends on a few different other things.
Okay.
It sounds like you guys got business is going pretty busy too. Sounds like you guys are planning on growing. You got any big plans maybe coming up for next year, expanding business, anything like that?
There's a possibility, we're looking to possibly bring on a new piece out towards the end of the year that could possibly land a few more jobs for us that we couldn't bring on because we just didn't have that piece of equipment for the job. So that's kind of what we're looking at. But, yeah, hopefully we can grow some.
Okay, yeah, sounds like it too. With all the how much work you guys are getting, it sounds like you guys could, expand that business a little bit, bring on a little more cash. Do you guys have a current bank you like to lean on when you need extra financing right now, or...?
Yeah, we do. We actually, I go through my local bank over here. They kind of give me good rates here, in between the 3% to 5%.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Sounds like you guys really got a good relationship out there. You guys got a line of credit with them, or you got like a capital loan out already?
Yeah, we got a line of credit out with them.
Oh, sweet. How much is that for, if you don't mind me asking, too?
I think we got one out now for about $125K.
Okay, how long has that been out for, too? Are you guys, how much left do you have on that as well? Is it getting pretty low, or?
Yeah, I'm almost at 50%, to be honest with you. I kind of use it, you know, for the big jobs that we land, kind of for bidding on jobs and bringing.
Yeah, so you don't lose out.
Yeah, so I mean, we're almost at 50% of that line, though, right?
Okay,
now.
Right. Yeah, I see how it is too, and I mean, yeah, that's the nice thing that we have with our capital too, is you know, it's unsecured. I know with those line of credit, you know, that can get pulled with the bank, you know, and especially when you start getting more towards the 50% of, you know, using it. But you know, that is just kind of one of the nice options we have with our capital as well. Is that who that local bank you go with too, is that who you also lease your equipment with, or do you guys just kind of get that all cash up front?
No, we lease through like a third party private vendor, you know, normally when we get
right,
you know, just, you know, I'm more about getting used stuff, you know. I don't like the brand new stuff, you know. I think the used stuff works just as good, so
yeah,
I'm
definitely
on the new side of things. I mean, that's kind of where I look at it.
Yeah, that's nice too. I mean, that we do work with those as well. So, I mean, yeah, you know, I know you mentioned you weren't looking to get anything until the end of the year. So, I'll probably go ahead and give you a call maybe next month, September maybe. But in the meantime, would you happen to have an email? I can shoot you over a little description about, you know, what it is we can do. That way, if something comes up, you can get back to me.
Sure. It's Jim. It's J-I-M.
All right.
J-N-M.
Okay.
@yahoo.com.
All right, I'll go ahead and shoot you over email when we get off the phone, and you know, just a little description. But you know, that way, if anything comes up with that line of credit, anything like that, that way you can go ahead and get back to me if you need.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Jim. Well, thanks for your call, and it was nice talking to you today.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. Bye.